Welcome to Business Success Radio. My name is Anthony Turner, and I'm going to be your host as we chat to everyday small business people about their journeys, their challenges, and hopefully gain some tips about how we can all make our businesses better. Hi, today my guest is Christine Boucher from Natural Health Balance in East Gippsland. Christine, welcome to Business Success Radio.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. A pleasure to be here.
You're very, very welcome, and it's really nice to have you on board. I'm very interested, and I'm sure our listeners are going to be interested in what you're doing with your business called Natural Health Balance, and also your work with Empower Her, which is, I understand, a very strong women's group, and I think globally, not just regionally. Is that correct?
That is correct, Anthony. Yeah, we've got people that attend our events from all over the world currently.
Fabulous. All right. So, Christine, rather than me telling people about your background, you know it a lot better than I do. I've read the bio, but maybe you can give everybody a bit of an understanding of who you are and how you come to be doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, certainly. So I am a corporate health and performance coach. So essentially, I work with organizations. I work with the staff, helping them and supporting them to be healthy. And that helps to support the well-being of the business. So high performing, productive staff equals a profitable business. So it's a good business investment, investing in the health and well-being of staff. My background is 25 years working in the healthcare industry. I have been a nurse, ICU nurse. And I think what I commonly saw working in that profession was basically people not taking care of their health and ending up in hospital, really sick, invasive procedures, medication, you name it. And I got really quite frustrated. And I thought, how can we support these people better? Because I kept seeing the same patients come back again and again and again with the exacerbation of their illnesses. And so that's what actually led me out of the healthcare sector, putting band-aids on people, so to speak, and getting myself before they got sick. So being more proactive as opposed to the reactive health coaching and supporting their health and well-being to keep them out of hospital. So that's a big passion of mine, keeping people healthy and well and out of hospital saves the government money and it saves families a whole lot of heartache and it saves people a whole lot of discomfort. But as well as that, I here in East Gippsland, I'm a big advocate for women in business. So I noticed a real gap here in East Gippsland around women actually getting the support and education that they really need to thrive in their businesses. So I've started a business events and networking group called Empower Her, and that's just really educating, empowering and supporting other women to step up and start their own businesses and excel in their business. So that's really good fun. I enjoy doing that.
I think it is fabulous, and I've had the privilege in my past life with the mentoring service and being a business coach and facilitator of workshops and things. We actually ran some women in business programs in the East Gippsland area some years ago, so I've met a few of the people in your area. Lovely people, and there's a really strong thirst for knowledge, personal development and everything else, I think, not just in East Gippsland but more widely in regional areas as well, and often, I guess, probably neglected because most people tend to have to come to the city to get those things rather than it going to them.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's where it really originated from, because I was so sick and tired of jumping on the train or driving into Melbourne to go to these personal professional development sessions. And I thought, wouldn't that be great if we had that in East Gippsland? I was like, well, let's just make that happen. So we have quarterly events. Where we were doing face-to-face events for some time, and then, of course, COVID struck and we've gone online, but we're going back again very soon to doing the face-to-face because we really get and want that connection with the community, and I think that's what we really get more so in a room as opposed to Zoom.
Yeah, totally agree. I don't, even from the facilitation point side of it, facilitating a workshop on Zoom is a lot more challenging to try and keep that energy going with the people and reading the people. So I understand what you're saying about that interconnectivity. Christine, tell me a little bit more about Natural Health Balance, because is that something that you're using, typical allopathic medicines, or is it more natural remedies type based, or is it a combination of all of that? How does it work?
So it really comes down to education and coaching. So I'm supporting people where they're currently at. We're identifying what their current health issues are and what do they need to do to make some lifestyle modifications so that ultimately they're in a healthier space. You know, so often and so commonly through my nursing career, I saw people put their onus on the doctor or on the healthcare professional looking for the magic pill that's going to fix their ailment. But there's so many things that we can do to keep ourselves healthy and well, to prevent things like chronic disease, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, Australia's leading cause of death, you know, and they just come down to all those basic things that we know: exercise, healthy nutrition, hydration, managing stress, getting a good night's sleep. So it's really just supporting people in their physical, mental, emotional, and social health and well-being so that they can, you know, live a healthy life, not end up in hospital, not end up with an invasive procedure, not end up in with medication that then enables them to go to work and be, you know, really engaged, efficient, productive, and happy. And that's, you know, what I love to see. And that's the sort of results that I get within organizations, which saves organizations a whole lot of money, because when you've got a healthy, happy staff member who's engaged and productive, there's less workplace injuries and accidents. There's less absenteeism, you know, there's higher performing staff, there's less stress, there's better healthy relationships when people aren't tired and cranky at each other and they're able to communicate more effectively. So it has so many profound effects that the normal health and wellness program within organizations will get a threefold return on investment. I've managed to reach as high as 10, and we calculate that through staff turnover or KPIs, and we can actually measure, you know, the return on investment of investing in your staff's health and wellness. So I just love it. I'm so excited to, you know, to see those improvements and to see people, you know, really engaged in their work and just happy again. You know, it makes a big difference to life.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that's really interesting is that the need for this type of service and this type of approach at current times. I mean, we're in the coming out of COVID times. In regional areas, you've had Gippsland particularly, you've had bushfires, you've had floods, you've had all sorts of different things going on in those sorts of spaces. And all of those things, you know, put on a lot more stresses on people over and above just the day-to-day stresses of, you know, of living and making money and, you know, getting sick and or looking after kids or the dog or whatever it might be. I guess, you know, your business hasn't been, and because we talk about, you know, individual business owners' challenges rather than, you know, how you solve other people's challenges, you know, I'd be interested to hear, and I think our listeners would, about some of the challenges that you've had to face in your business in developing and creating this business.
Yeah, that's a good question, Anthony. I think in 2020, I was so pumped with business. I was getting a lot of business and a lot of work because there was a lot of challenges that other businesses were confronted with. So therefore, the impact and the challenge that it had on me personally in my business was I got to the end of 2020 and I was pretty much burnt out. I was working so much. I wasn't balancing work-life balance. I wasn't really managing my own stress effectively. I didn't have time to properly exercise. So all the things that I teach and promote and educate, I kept telling myself, I don't have time for, because I'm too busy working. And as a consequence, I was just burnt out at the end of 2020. And I just took some time, stepped away, had a break, had a holiday, you know, went into a new environment. And I sat down and I really thought to myself, I need to build myself more of a strategic plan moving forward for 2021 so that I don't get myself in that same predicament, because it's just so easy to let our work consume us as it did, you know, with me. So I've made a real strategic plan for 2021, which is inclusive of not just the goals and work I need to do, but I batch out time for myself to go for a walk. I block in time to spend with my family. If I actually don't write it down in my diary, it doesn't happen, which sounds pretty sad. So I'm making appointments with myself. I make appointments with myself to exercise, to take my kids out to dinner, you know, whatever it may be, to get more of that work-life balance, so I'm just not consumed solely with work.
I think it's a fabulous idea, and I know it's something that I used to do as well when I was working full time, is that I would create and I would block time out for me. And as a business owner in my own right, you know, I would actually even go and, you know, sit down in the cafe and, you know, do some work and things like that when times that when you could do that. But, you know, doing those sorts of things just to get into a totally different environment, to get my head into a different space so as I could think clearly and be away from all of those day-to-day interruptions. So in terms of, and what I liked about what you just said was that, you know, we can get too busy, even though that you teach this stuff, you know, we can get so busy that we actually fall into the traps that everybody else does of being on that hamster wheel of, as I call it, of, you know, just running and actually getting nowhere. So what are some of the key steps you think, individuals listening and or businesses are listening, what are some of the key steps that you think that they can take to improve their own situations?
I think it's about, you know, taking a step back, and we're so used to working in our business. We need to take a step back and work not just on our business, but it's about working smarter, not harder. You know, how can we be more effective? How can we be more productive? How can we be more efficient? How can we not reinvent the wheel and have efficient processes and systems within our business? But above and beyond that, you know, what I really teach and what I'm about is prioritizing self, you know, prioritizing your health. Because if you're not having the energy, if you're tired, if you're stressed, if you're maxed and burnt out, you're not going to be an effective leader. You're not going to be an effective business operator in your business. You're not able to make clear, concise, productive decisions because you're exhausted. So priority number one is really making that strategic plan for your business, but also building that strategic plan for yourself, encompassing all those things that we know that are going to promote our own health and well-being on a physical, emotional, mental and social level.
Now, I think it's really important because, you know, oftentimes, you know, we get so caught up in the business end of the needs, and that's whether we are a business owner or whether we are an employee in a business. There's lots of demands on us. We tend to put everybody else first and their needs first rather than focusing on ourselves. And I know, you know, the first rule of first aid is, you know, make sure everything's safe for you first and then go and do what you can, not try and be everything to everybody. So it's, you know, it's the same in life. So I guess, you know, what you're really saying is that all of us, myself included, we need to be able to sit back, take some time for ourselves, think about what's important to us to keep us healthy and well and moving forward, and then we can do the best for others. Is that sort of a fair summary?
Yeah, 100%, Anthony. You know, and it always takes me back to, you know, when you get to hop on an aeroplane, those days hopping on an aeroplane. And they're coming back. I'm actually hopping on one tomorrow it's the first time in a long time. I'm excited. But the stewardess will say to you, you know, if something happens, you pop that oxygen mask on yourself before your child sitting next to you, for example, which is kind of counterintuitive because as a parent, it's, you know, what you would want to do, or as a business owner, you want to like look after your employees first. But if you're not getting that oxygen, if you're not healthy, if you're not well, you're not going to be any good to anyone else. You cannot lead anyone else. You cannot help or support anyone else. So priority number one is your own health and wellness. And it's interesting because I speak with so many business owners, so many CEOs that are just, you know, doing it run. And just having to make that very simple point can be challenging at times for them to realize that they are priority number one for this business and these employees then to be well supported.
Yep. So Christine, you know, what would be your key tips for me as an individual and a business person? You know, what would you say to me that, you know, are my starting points of what I need to do to actually get myself right and to therefore be as productive as I possibly can be?
I think it's a matter of, you know, assessing the situation. So it's, again, it's just taking that step back, assessing where am I at, what's challenging, what's problematic, what do I want, what do I need, am I in alignment with what's important to me, my values. And when you do a simple assessment, as I do in organizations, I'll do a full needs analysis. Once you collaborate and gather that information, then you can go, okay, so then what's my plan moving forward? What's the medication that's going to provide the solution to this ailment or to this problem, so to speak? And then you can make a very simple plan. Perhaps it's like you're taking your work home with you and it's keeping you up at night and you're not getting a good night's sleep and you're going back to work again the next day tired. So it's then figuring out, well, what strategies are going to work for me to overcome that challenge? And then not just making the plan, but it's taking action on the plan, because only with action do we get results, right? So it's so important that individuals, business owners, that we actually take the action. And sometimes that can be challenging on our own. So getting that support network to help you, whether it's, you know, with a friend and going for a walk, or whether it's with a colleague to, you know, encourage you to have a healthy lunch in the tea room, whatever it is, if you've got that little bit of support there by your side and keeping you accountable and keeping you supported, you're more likely to take those actions, which then gets you those ultimate desired results at the end of the day.
And I think it's a real key that you've just touched on there, and that is, you know, to do it with others, to have that support, that mutual group around you, with maybe just one person, but if you can get several of you doing it all together, it sort of keeps that momentum going and everybody gets a much bigger benefit out of it.
Yeah, that's right. I love seeing, you know, sometimes workplaces will do challenges and it becomes a little bit of fun and it becomes a little bit of competition. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what it's doing is it's improving and promoting health and well-being. It's promoting those team dynamics. It's promoting good, healthy communication. And all those things have a flow-on effect that benefits the organisation and the business at the end of the day.
I guess, and whilst we're talking a lot about business side of it, you know, because this is Business Success Radio, I guess, but you know, this is equally important within your family network as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got to look after ourselves and we've got to look after our family too. So it's also about, you know, having that emotional intelligence. And I teach this a lot within workplaces, but I know that this is brought home often with individuals, having that emotional intelligence to understand what's going on for self, but also to understand and identify what's going on for others. Mm. Are you noticing that someone in your family is, you know, is acting a bit differently, is isolating themselves, seems a bit more down, you know, their behaviors have changed and challenged? It's just a matter of, you know, once you can assess and see that, you go, well, you know, are you okay? Is there something that I can help you with? Is there something I can support you with? And I've heard so many stories after our emotional intelligence workshops of people coming back and able then to really identify what's going on for a family member and perhaps not being able to support them themselves in that moment, but then understanding where that professional support is, where those resources are for them to access and get the support that they need.
Yeah, and you know, as an organisation ourselves, I mean, we're very, very aware of that, and you know, we would totally recommend that, you know, people get in touch with Lifeline, Beyond Blue, and others that are qualified to be able to help when those situations are there, and you know, and intervention and help is required. Christine, just to wrap up, maybe there's one or two just key tips that you'd say to, you know, businesses that we haven't covered as yet, in terms of getting their business together, about what they may be able to do to improve their immediate situation.
I would say probably number one, because I see this so commonly, is stress management. I see that it's up some quite high statistics, between 40-50% of people within workplaces are in a high state of stress. So figuring out strategies that work for you, and we're all different. Some people like to meditate, other people don't. So it's figuring out the strategy or the stress buster plan that works for you. So by managing our stress, it just helps with that flow and effect of so many other things, making decisions, being happy, attitude at work. So number one, managing stress. And number two, this is such a simple little tip that you can take and you can implement immediately. And I commonly see this as a massive problem in people all over, is hydration. So we're made up of 80% of water, and I commonly see and hear people not drinking any water at all during the day, where we should be drinking between 2 to 3 liters a day, depending on our exercise, weight, etc. But by keeping ourselves well hydrated, it really helps to increase our energy levels, which help to increase our productivity, and it helps to reduce a whole lot of medical ailments. So number one, manage stress. Number two, drink water.
Some great trips there from Christine Boucher. So Christine Boucher, thank you very much for being part of Business Success Radio today.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
You're very welcome. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Success Radio podcast. If you'd like to hear more episodes, simply check Biz Success Radio on your current podcast player or visit us on our website, businesssuccessradio.com.au.